Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon, everybody. Tyler Cupp filling in for Manning Kimmel. Straight Talk broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And, of course, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Also with us today, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Again, I'm Tyler Cupp filling in for Manning here at Substation 2 and with a very good friend to the station, friend to the show of Pamina Mornings on WRHI. It is Cindy Taubman-Kimmel with ParentSmart. And the reason we're having her on, they are celebrating 30 years. First off, Cindy, congratulations.
Thank
30
so
years
much.
With the school district
that.
Is awesome.
Yes.
So, Cindy, as we normally do, we start off by introducing our guests. So, tell the folks a little bit about you, Cindy Taubman-Kimmel.
Okay. As Tyler said, my name is Cindy Taubman-Kimmel, and I have been the coordinator of ParentSmart since our inception in 1995. Our main goal is support parents and guardians in their role as their child's first and most influential teacher. And it has been a pleasure to serve the district for 30 years.
Now, for those that don't know, and I think this program is going to be a lot more about really getting into the guts of ParentSmart, if you will, for lack of a better phrase, what is it that ParentSmart actually does? I know I have a lot of programs and a lot of missions here, so you do a lot, but what's kind of the gist of what ParentSmart does?
The gist of our program is that we were mandated by the State Department of Education in 1995 that all districts in the state of South Carolina would implement parent education programs, supporting parents in their role as their first and most influential teacher. So what we do basically is we go into the homes of our families, and our program is totally voluntary. We go into the homes of the families, and we share developmental information. We talk about the development of their child. We bring them activities to enhance the education of their child, and then we do assessments to make sure their child's on target. If we find that there are red flags, if the child is not maybe speaking at the milestone that they should be speaking or walking or something such as that, we will then refer them to one of our partners, whether it be BabyNet or the school district for Child Find. We also have multiple other programs supporting teen parents because we know that there are teen parents in our school. And our goal for our teen parents is to hopefully help them get quality child care and also to graduate because we know that the education level of the mother plays an integral role at how successful their child is.
So you're dealing with children of all ages.
We deal with children. Basically, our main program supports parents prenatally through age 6. But we serve as a resource and referral for all families within the district as well as the community.
Well, I want to talk, obviously, all about ParentSmart and the services you guys offer, but I'm just going to, right off the jump, give you a big thank you from me and WRHI and OTS Media because you are really first on the front lines at the wall for Toys for Happiness when it comes to registering a majority of our Rock Hill families. Now,
yes.
You know, you've heard on OTS Media that we obviously have Lancaster County, Chester County families, the York School District. Lisa Spangler is wonderful up there in York. We have Clover and Fort Mill, Historic Paradise. But a majority of our families and where it started was with the Rock Hill School District and Rock Hill families. And what I find so interesting, I just learned this before we came on air, is that you don't have that full database. So when you guys register all those families, it's a very unique way that you register those underserved families so that
exactly.
Our program, RN, can make sure those families and children get gifts.
Exactly, exactly. Because we are outside of K-12, the school district has what's called Power School, and all K-12 students are enlisted, enrolled in Power School, and then they have an identifier of a Power School number. Used to be other numbers previous, but there's just a Power School ID number that each student has. Because we fall outside of mandated K-12, our families have not been enrolled into that system. They get enrolled if they go into 4K and then, of course, mandated into 5K. So a lot of our families, when they hit the school door, is when they actually go into the official school district database.
And me and you have worked very intently via email, via text, via call. If there is a family or two or a couple that fall through the cracks that, you know, wasn't able to be there to pick up their gifts or, you know, missed registration or something, we make sure we get them taken care of. So, again, another big thank you to those, to you, because you have all those connections because they come to you. They're coming to PrentSmart.
Yes, and we're very pleased to be able to do that. We do have a lot of families that can't come during the hours that we have set or the hours that one of the other agencies have set. So we try to accommodate them to the best of our abilities. And, of course, the last hour, hello, Tyler, can we please fit another family? They have two children, so on and so forth. And we're very, very appreciative of that.
All right, so 30 years, all right? Let's talk about the evolution from when you first started to where it is now. What have been the challenges, I guess, or the breakthroughs that you've had in doing what you do at PrentSmart?
So I'll give a little bit of a rundown of a history, and I left my timeline at the office. I forgot to bring it, but basically we started in 1995 out of the backs of our cars.
Wow.
We went to the district office to get what we needed, but we started out of the backs of our cars. We have now moved nine times in 30 years, and we're scheduled to move again for the 10th time at the end of this school year. Always bigger and better, sometimes a little bit smaller, but we're still here. In 2002, we went from being a parent education program to serve all families. The State Department of Education determined that they weren't getting necessarily the outcomes that they would have liked. So then they asked us to serve higher need families. Then it went to that only families who didn't have completed their education. And then they went back to serving high needs families. And we know any family can be challenged at any time. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, where you come from, what your address is, what neighborhood you live in. Anyone can be challenged at any time. And we want to make sure that those families are getting the support that they need and making sure their children can be successful in school.
Now, your staff, I would imagine, has to have some form of certification, whether they were former teachers or wanting to be teachers and they came in to PrentSmart. Maybe kind of take me through that, because obviously they have to have some form of certification to be doing what they're doing, working with children at an early age.
Exactly. So for somebody that would come in and want to apply for a position with us, unfortunately, we don't have any open at this time. But if they were, we prefer that they would have a four-year degree in an early childhood education or some type of education degree or a related area. But we do have staff members, team members who have associate's degree, who have worked with children for a number of years, whether them being an aide in the school district or working in a child development center or something like that. And of course, they get certified through our national program, which is Parents as Teachers out of Missouri. And there are parenting programs across the entire country, as well as in several different international countries.
Well, you say international, and I know this from dealing with Toys for Happiness, the amount of Spanish-speaking families that you guys deal with and have registered over the years. Kind of blows your mind when you think the amount of people that have come through Toys for Happiness, they're Spanish-speaking families.
Sure.
And you have a lot of bilingual folks that work for you because they've been volunteers. Has that, I guess there's been an uptick maybe in the last 10 years? What would you say? Or has it always kind of been there? I don't know.
No. In the beginning, it was not as prevalent as it has come to be over the last several years, you say 10, 15 years. It has become, the numbers have become larger. We're very fortunate to have five bilingual staff members.
Five, wow.
It's very important that we keep those staff members because of the fact that I can speak un poquito español, but after that, I have to rely on someone else.
You know, and we used to make the joke at one time, you know, college age, and Ashley, you might have talked about this too, as Ashley Lang sitting in with us as well. Are we ever going to use what we learned in Spanish class or French class? Now you are.
One of my daughters took Spanish in school. The other two took German. And the one who took Spanish, she refuses to use it. You know, it's growing up, I learned Hebrew. Am I ever going to use it? probably not when I go to Temple, yes, but a lot of times what we learned in school is not conversational. We learn it so that we're exposed to it, and of course we then are tested on it. But the conversational language is very difficult. So we're very thankful to Microsoft and to many other programs that are able to translate things for us.
And I'll tell you, I think this is a great reflection on you. I think it's a great reflection on the Rock Hill Schools is we have had families come through with Toys for Happiness. Again, this is just my perspective, my experience, where the children know better and more English than the parents.
Exactly.
And they are fluent in both. They can understand both very well. They're talking to the translator, and then they're talking to us, and they're communicating as good as anybody both ways. And it's unbelievable to see.
Exactly. And if you go back to our main primary goal in parent education is working with children as young as possible, because we know about brain development. And if you look at the studies about brain development, and there was something done back in, I think, 1997 or so, there was a program called I Am Your Child. And it talked about brain development. And what they saw was that children that came from enriched environments where there was a lot of literacy, there were newspapers, there were books, there was language, a lot of conversations and bonding. If you looked at a PET scan and you compared that to children who came from other types of environments that weren't as rich in those environmental literacy rich environments, and they didn't have the relationships or the bonding opportunities with their parents, if you look at a PET scan, and if you know what a PET scan looks like, you'll see that the one that had an enriched environment, it lit up like a Christmas tree. Ooh. If you looked at one from an environment that was not that rich, there was a lot of less bright areas and a lot of more black and white. So we want to start with children as young as possible, because during those primary years, if you think about Play-Doh, okay, and if you have a handful of new Play-Doh, and then you have a handful of Play-Doh that sat out for a long time, what's the difference? One of them is very pliable and you can maneuver it and make anything you want. The other one is hard, it is stale, and you really can't maneuver that to make a comparison, you can't mold that as best as you can, as good as you can, to the other Play-Doh.
I love that analogy. That is wonderful. So you had brought up some numbers before we came on air, and these numbers, again, kind of blew my mind, because people may not realize that we have these organizations that partner with others, all for the betterment of children. So share some numbers of what ParentSmart has done in 30 years.
Sure. So over the last 30 years, we've had one coordinator, and I've been very proud to be that coordinator. 29 parent educators. We've served over 4,300 families with 5,300 children. Now, mind you, in our databases, we've morphed through several databases over the years. So from 1995 when we started up till 1999, I believe it is. I was looking at numbers this morning. Those numbers are a little bit gray because we don't have an actual database on a hard drive somewhere, where the other years going forward from 2010, I can find actual numbers from reports. So that's a rough count of the numbers. But that's where we are today, and we're very, very fortunate to still be here 30 years later and appreciate the support of the district as well as many community agencies.
And I think we'll get to those agencies here in a minute, because I'm sure you have to partner with a lot of them to keep going and doing what you do. But I think what's interesting, too, is over those 30 years, you have developed a lot of relationships and a lot of partners to keep doing this. So
exactly.
So how does that work? Because I noticed you partner with a lot of literacy groups. I know that, like, the Rock Hill Schools Foundation has come in. I know you know Megan Pat very well. All of these organizations trying to basically do what you're doing, and it's all in the same fight.
All the same arena. However, it is not duplicative. We are not working with agencies that duplicate the same kind of services. Do we partner with the other school districts in York County? Absolutely, because a lot of our families are transient, so they'll go from one school district to the other. We partner a lot to make sure that we're providing the best services, but we appreciate the support going back to the early years of the Children's Trust of South Carolina. We had a perk grant with them. Clinton College were involved with the Early Learning Partnership. We could not do what we do without them. We recently got a book vending machine that you can go in like a soda machine and you can order up a book so that parents can have more books in their households. We partner with Family Connections of South Carolina. Rock Hill Head Start is one of our partners in the building. Safe Kids, we used to actually have Safe Kids sites at our building several years ago when we were in our old facility, and we did car seat checks, and then we serve as resource and referral to help connect people to that. Of course, York County First Steps and the Sisters of Mercy Foundation of North Carolina are very big supporters and have helped to fund us to expand our services. So we'll either get a financial gift from one of these agencies or other types of support, whether it be resources, whether it be books and supplies. One recent one that we just got from these Children's Trust of South Carolina is for concrete support for participating families who might not be able to fulfill their basic needs, whether it be clothing, food, those types of things. If you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if those basic needs aren't met, they can't learn very well in school.
I want to lead you into a story that you told me and Ashley. Doing this 30 years, you're seeing a number of the students that you helped, and I'm sure still in contact with parents that you helped as well. And am I saying this right? A student came back to help work for you? Is that right?
Not work for us. She came back to intern with us through Winthrop University. So her parent was in our parent education program. She came with two of her littles and the young lady who was the intern. They participated in our parenting program. We went out and we did personal visits in their home. I actually did Habitat for Humanity with this family at one time, many, many moons ago. The young ladies, the children are in school now. Their youngest son is actually graduating this year, but their daughter, and her name is Evelyn, and I'm not giving away confidential information,
that's okay.
But Evelyn went, after she finished high school through the Rock Hill Schools, she went to Winthrop University, and she studied human development, early childhood, and some other things. She's actually on scholarship at the University of Georgia at this time, but Evelyn came back to us as an intern from Winthrop University because she felt that she wanted to give back to the place where she started.
That's awesome. And I'm sure you come in contact with parents or children that you helped over the 30 years, and it's got to be a great sense of satisfaction.
Yes, it is.
That you and your staff were doing the best work, and these people are citizens of the community.
Exactly. You know, through our parent education program, I didn't mention our family literacy program. We have a family literacy program where parents and children come to school to learn. So we have parents who come to school with their children ages 2 to 4, because prior to that, we can connect them with vouchers for their child to go to a highly qualified child care center, or after 4, they can enroll in the school district or in one of the free 4K programs through York County First Steps. So the parents are in either their HSED, which is their GED classroom, or their ESL classroom, and the children are in an early childhood classroom where they're each learning based on the state standards, and of course for young ones, for the early care standards through the State Department of Education. And then we join together where we have parent workshops, depending on the workshops, the titles that parents might be interested in, the topics. And then we bring parents and children together for PAC time, parent-child interactive literacy, where we're actually modeling for them how to work with their child, how to use blocks, how to use letters and things, if you have a 2-year-old or if you have a 5-year-old, how to work with them so that they can be better prepared for school.
And not alone. You know, you talked about, and you mentioned all those programs, and we'll take our break right after this answer here, but you talked about how you deal with either teen mothers or young mothers that are trying to make it by themselves, and I imagine a lot of those programs are beneficial to them. What you guys do, so they're not alone in the parenting and education process.
Exactly. We don't want them to walk alone. There is an agency, Family Connections, who works with families who have children or family members with exceptional needs, and one of their platforms is to work hand in hand with them to guide them, and that's what we do. We guide parents through their parenting journey to make sure that their children are prepared for school.
Time now for our mid-program break. You're listening once again to Straight Talk, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. We're here at Substation 2. where they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. But how do they do it? Read the white lettering. 3, 2, 1.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back with more after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here, Substation 2, Straight Talk, broadcast live here. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our guest today is Cindy Taubman-Kimmel, celebrating 30 years at ParentSmart. ParentSmart, an organization celebrating 30 years. They're having a big event later this month that we're going to get to. But Cindy, you kind of alluded to it. You know, you talked about all these services and the staff that you have over 30 years. You're with the Rock Hill School District, but you are funded in a particular way. Is that right?
Yes. So we are primarily funded by the Rock Hill School District. All of our staff members, our team members, are funded through the Rock Hill School District. However, we do have financial partners through grants and things such as that. So we have the Early Learning Partnership, who provides books, literacy materials, and a lot of other things, as I mentioned previously, the book vending machine. And we've done a lot of other funders through the Early Learning Partnership of York County. Then we have York County First Steps and South Carolina First Steps, where they provide funding for a parent educator as well as many other programs. I work specifically with them with one of our bilingual educators and also another program that they serve called Connected Families for families who have been mandated through the legal system to receive parenting education. So we support families who might have some type of case against them, and we're able to support those families.
Do most or every school district in the state have something like a ParentSmart or a version of it? Maybe it's a combination of things?
It could be a combination of things. There is a National Resource Center network throughout the state of South Carolina. There are many parenting programs still in the state of South Carolina. And as I mentioned, our primary curriculum is Parents as Teachers out of Missouri. And if I remember correctly, there is a Parents as Teachers program in almost every state in the United States of America.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the big event, Come One, Come All, 30th
Absolutely.
Anniversary celebration of ParentSmart. Now, we were talking about this event. It's not just, you know, get up there and celebrate ParentSmart. You've got some big people speaking at this event.
Well, we have a lot of wonderful, wonderful partners. And like I said, we've been doing this for a long time, for 30 years. to mention a few of our speakers that are coming to help us. Laura Bree Monday is going to MC for us because I will be, and I will say this on the radio, I will be emotional. I know I will be. But Laura Bree is going to MC for us. We have Dr. Schmolze, who is coming, who is, of course, Rock Hill School Superintendent. We have Mayor John Geddes, who will add a few remarks. The mayor and ParentSmart have had a relationship back at the earliest beginnings when he served on the board and he was a partner with the Early Learning Partnership of York County, which before that was Success by Six, funded through the United Way of York County. We also have Dr. Martha Edwards, who was our pediatrician when we had our medical clinic located in our resource center, who has been a partner for umpteen years, and as everybody knows, one of the biggest advocates for early childhood education, for mental health, for the improvement of care and education of young children and families. And then we will have one of our former clients to come and share her testimony about how the program has helped her.
Oh, wonderful. So the event is January 30th. What is that, Thursday?
It's Thursday at 3 p.m.
Yep.
At Sylvia Circle, which is located at 929 Sylvia Circle here in Rock Hill.
Now, you've got a ceremony and a carnival tour.
Yes, we do. So we're going to have an opening ceremony where we'll have our speakers speak. And then I would be remiss in not mentioning we will do a memorial to two of our former educators who we've lost over the last 2 years, Anna Frey and Crystal Cato, who were very, very special to us, and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned them. And then after that, we're going to have a carnival tour. So our facility will be decorated as a carnival, and we will be touring all the different programs that we offer through ParentSmart, as well as our primary partners. So we have ParentSmart, we have the ESOL Welcome Center, we have the Title I Resource Room, and then our primary partners being the Early Learning Partnership of York County, Rock Hill Adult Ed, who we partner with for our family literacy program, York County First Steps, and Family Connections of South Carolina.
You got about 2 minutes here. What would you like to see more from ParentSmart? How would you like to see it evolve to better serve the community? Is there anything you can think of that maybe you guys are working on or a goal you'd like to reach?
A goal that we'd like to reach is, first off, for our 30th anniversary, if you're listening and you're one of our former clients, families, or partners, please reach out to us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd also love to have you join us on the 30th. But as we move forward, if you do know of a family who might benefit from our program, or if you yourself might benefit from our program, please give us a call. Look us up on social media. We can be reached at 803-981-1557. Or if you go to the Rock Hill School District, if you go to the Families tab, you can look up us up as ParentSmart.
And I'll say it again, you've been nothing but amazing with us for the Toys for Happiness program. I remember specifically, I think it was the first time I met you when I was producing Pamela Mornings, you talked about your experience with Toys for Happiness and knowing what we did and knowing what we tried to do. So
exactly.
Even though you are behind the scenes but very much involved, you know what goes on in that warehouse and what we try to do on the day of the event.
Yes, I can remember years ago, we worked out of the basement of, where Alice Davis family's...
Williams and Fudge.
Williams and Fudge, forgive me, I'm sorry. Out of the basement of Williams and Fudge, before it was Williams and Fudge, we actually worked out of the basement with kerosene heaters.
Oh my gosh.
So we go way back, way back. And if Beth Covington is listening, she'll remember.
All right, the event for ParentSmart, their 30th anniversary celebration, come one, come all. Games, prizes, fun for all ages. It'll be January 30th. That's next Thursday. They'll have an opening ceremony with speakers, including the mayor, John Geddes, Superintendent Thomas Schmolze. It'll start at 3 o'clock, carnival tour at 3:30, closing act at 4. Sandy Taubman-Kimmel, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the work that you do in the city of Rock Hill.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We are broadcasting live from Substation 2. Straight Talk once again. Tyler Cup filling in for Manning Kimmel, where they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. They do it with the magical special ingredient. How do they do it? 3, 2, 1.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Man, we'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.